Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the Midday News. Emmanuel Macron will be with the younger generation within the context of the great national debate. The head of state arrived in Autun, in Saône-et-Loire, and as I speak, he's talking with several dozens of mayors and elected officials of this rural department of the Burgundy region. At 3 o'clock, he will be at the gymnasium of the small town of Étang-sur-Arroux to talk with around 1,000 young people aged 15 to 25. The debate will focus on studies and on the job market. Regarding the controversial fundraising campaign that was launched on the site litchi.com, Litchi announced it will have recourse to the law to determine whether or not the 150,000 euros should be paid to the boxer. The fundraising was in support of the former boxer Christophe Dettinger, who, as he was demonstrating with the Gilets Jaunes, had struck two policemen. Christophe Dettinger is still in police custody awaiting his trial. Searches are over in the building ravaged by fire rue Erlanger in Paris. Firefighters did not find any other bodies in the rubble. Of the 10 victims, 6 were identified. One person remains in very critical condition. And a sexist aggression took place in Nice. A young woman was stabbed early this morning in front of an elementary school while children were entering their classrooms. A teacher intervened to get the aggressor under control. The aggressor was the victim's ex-husband. She was transported to the hospital and her aggressor placed in custody. The trial of Mehdi Nemouche continues in Belgium. Mehdi Nemouche is the author of the massacre that took place at the Jewish Museum in Brussels and was a former jailer in Syria. Today, it is the turn of 2 French reporters, Nicolas Hénin and Didier François, to testify. Both reporters are former hostages of the Islamic State. They said they had no doubt that Mehdi Nemouche was indeed their torturer in Syria in 2013. And to finish, Guingamp-Lyon tonight at 9 o'clock for the last game of the French Championships round of 16. Last night, the Paris Saint-Germain, Vitré, and Rennes have validated their ticket for the quarterfinals. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.